December 14th, 2023, Half Cast 493, episode 493. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Former Gastonia officer arrested again, now facing 32 felonies. Well, damn, when did she have time to do any police work? When they told her to get out there and take the bad guys off the streets, I don't think they meant by doing more crime than the criminals, by outworking the criminals, by beating them at their own game. A former Gastonia police officer is facing more charges, facing a second arrest and an investigation stretching across two counties, according to the Gastonia Police Department. Authorities say Zaina Dub, 26, was arrested by her former department on the morning of Tuesday, December 12th, and charged with the following 32 felonies. 15 counts of accessing a government computer. That's what let me know she was still on the job while she was doing this. One count of obstruction of justice. One count of conspiring to sell marijuana. One count of conspiring to deliver marijuana. Four counts of felony conspiracy. One count of conspiring to purchase a stolen motor vehicle. One count of possession with intent to sell and deliver marijuana. Two counts of trafficking opiates by delivery, two counts of trafficking opiates by transportation, two counts of trafficking opiates by possession, two counts of trafficking by sale. Because they forgot to mention three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. She's being held on a $250,000 bond at the Gaston County Jail. The charges are following an investigation involving the Gastonia Police Department and the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department. This is following Dub's arrest by CMPD on September 28th, in which she is facing charges for two counts of obstruction of justice, conspiracy to obtain property by false pretenses, and filing a false police report. Dub bonded out of the Mecklenburg County Jail on September 29th after posting a $3,000 unsecured bond. The only thing left to do now is sign the death row records, according to the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office. How's that for irony? You pledged to clean up the streets, and the very first thing you have to do is take down one of your own. At 26, she couldn't have been on the force for that long. She could easily have more felony charges alone than all the people she's arrested over her short career combined. The same day, officials say Dove was suspended from GPD and she was later separated from employment effective November 15th. She probably thought it was over once they fired her. Little did she know they were still digging. Also on September 29th, Dove's twin sister, Zaina Dove, Zaina and Zaina, was arrested by CMPD and charged with two counts of obtaining property on false pretenses and conspiracy to obtain property by false pretenses. You know, like twins. She posted a $1,000 secured bond the same day, according to authorities. She was then arrested on December 7th for being a fugitive and or extradition to another state. Typical twins have to do everything together, even if that means catching a slew of felonies, but at least the other twin knew better than to become a cop first. Zaina Dove is scheduled to appear in Mecklenburg County Court on January 3rd and 11th, 2024, regarding all four charges. Former officer Zaina Dove will appear in court on December 15th for her latest charges. Officials have not said if the twins' charges are connected. There you have it, kids. Zaina and Zaina Dove, the sister of crime in North Carolina. Next up. Suspected Bronx drug dealer tortured rivals with hot iron on buttocks. Ah, the Bronx, those beloved people that bought you face slashings and chopped cheeses in the spirit of New York City. There's only one word that comes to mind when I think of someone who burned another man's butt cheeks with a hot iron. Pause. A suspected drug trafficker. There is no suspected. You either are or you aren't. You can't suspect the zebra of having stripes, who was arraigned in court on Thursday after 18 months on the lam, was a vengeful Bronx dealer who kidnapped and tortured at least two of his rivals by using a hot clothes iron to burn them on their butts, prosecutors said. The torture victims made the mistake of stealing drugs from Jonathan Huertas and his associates early last year and paid a cruel price for their piracy, according to the Bronx District Attorney's Office. What were they thinking? What is he going to do? Beat me up? What is he going to do? Shoot me? It's the Bronx. Everyone's been shot before. Little did they know he had something for that ass, literally. Do you know how hot an iron gets? You can really cook food on an iron. The torture occurred in the basement of a Bronx apartment where Huertas and three others ran their drug operation, court records stated. After drugs were stolen from their SUV, Huertas, in a recorded video, can be seen repeatedly threatening a restrained male victim and placing a heated iron on his exposed buttocks. Authorities said the victim was physically bound and held against his will. I would suppose so. Nobody's going to sit silently for that. In the Morris Park apartment, a second video shows another victim enduring the same torture in the same place. Yet another video. Where are they getting all these videos from if this is supposed to be some top secret drug operation headquarters? Revealed that Huertas and one of his partners, Cesar Jimenez, melted a plastic bottle above the exposed buttock of the first victim and allowed the melted plastic to drip on the victim's skin, prosecutor said. But he was clearly worried about the wrong thing. He was concerned with people stealing drugs from outside of his camp when he should have been worried who was having all those cameras and basically surveillance running inside of his camp. Searches and surveillance led to the arrest of Jimenez and two others, but Huertas, 31, managed to escape and stay on the run for 18 months until authorities caught up with him in September in Jalisco, Mexico. The illegal drugs flooding our city are not only causing record overdose deaths, but members of criminal organizations involved in the importation and distribution have been charged with crimes of cruelty and disregard for human life, Special Narcotics Prosecutor Bridget Brennan said in a statement, and the Yankees take the field. Today's announcement demonstrates the commitment of federal, state, and local law enforcement to assuring that those responsible are held accountable. Portions of the kidnappings were captured in audio and video recordings recovered from cell phones and iCloud accounts, officials said. Your cell phone can and will be used against you in a court of law. That should be in the new Miranda rights, and it's getting easier for authorities to gain access to whatever you text, whatever you stream, whatever you record. It's all going to be used as basically written statements against yourself. And on top of that, why would anyone want to record? Why would anyone want to have something so gruesome in their phones in the first place? Authorities using text messages secured from the suspect's cell phones also determined that Huertas and his crew targeted a third man to be kidnapped, but didn't get a chance to follow through. They're all implicating each other. After Cesar Jimenez, Ronnie Jimenez, and Jasmine Roman were arrested in early February 2022, Huertas fled the city, officials said. At the time of his September arrest in Mexico, he was in possession of a fraudulent Mexican identification card in addition to his New York State identification. Why would you have them two together, according to authorities? Me personally, I don't think it's a very good idea to hide in Mexico unless you're really plugged in, because the way the border is wide open, it would look very bad if the Mexican government refused to assist in any American investigation. But then again, I also think it's a terrible idea to burn someone on the ass with a hot clothing iron. So there it is. Huertas has been charged with kidnapping, assault, trafficking, criminal possession of a controlled substance, and conspiracy. This indictment demonstrates the dark side of drug trafficking, threats of violence, kidnapping, and torture, said DEA Special Agent in Charge Frank Tarantino. The other suspects pleaded guilty to similar charges and received sentences of between 3 and 7 years in prison. Fun show, fun show, fun show. If you like what I'm doing here, if you like my podcast, you can support me in a variety of ways. But the best way is to subscribe to my new website, www.watchaeor.com. I'm adding new and old content to it every day. If you would like to make a donation, my PayPal, my Cash App, my Buy Me a Coffee, all that info is up on my new website, www.watchaeor.com. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Jusqu'à la prochaine fois. What is he going to do? Beat me up? What is he going to do? Shoot me? It's the Bronx. Everyone's been shot before. Ah, the Bronx. Those beloved people that bought you chopped cheese and face lashings.